Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Pam Harper being back on the show. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years. She's been hanging out with us. Founding partner, CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated, co-host of an outstanding radio program, Growth Igniters Radio, with her husband and business partner, Scott. They just do a great job. I've been on that show. It's outstanding. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's our good friend, Pam Harper. Welcome back.
Oh, Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And so, Pam, one of the things that that I get excited about when working with you is you're such a leader in helping companies improve themselves and look over the horizon and see where things are going and try to help them stay ahead of the game. And you have an event that you're part of every year. Whenever you conduct that event, whenever you're at that event, you bring back some of the things you learned there, and that's today, isn't it?
It was actually May 4th, so it's recent, and it's
I mean today's the day you're going to tell us what you learned.
Yes, that's right.
Remind us about the event.
Yes. So this was, as I said, it was May 4th, and it was, this is an annual corporate growth conference and awards that I chair, and I moderate the panel for the Association for Corporate Growth, the New Jersey chapter. This is a global organization. Anywhere in the world, just about, you can find this organization, but the New Jersey chapter, of course, we think we're unique, right?
And, of course. Well, now, Pam, there's no question that New Jersey is unique.
Of course. So anyway, we chair this corporate growth conference and awards, and we're honoring CEOs of successful middle market companies with annual revenues between $5 million and $500 million. Mm-hmm. And they're being honored for innovation and excellence that results in sustained company growth for at least 3 consecutive years. And you know, Jim, how hard it is to innovate and be excellent and grow 1 year.
These are
companies that have been selected. They've gone through a rigorous selection process, and they really were amazing.
Their sustainability. That's what's so amazing about it. So you conducted a panel, didn't you?
That's right. So what we do is every year we have a theme, and this year it was about changing the game for company growth, because what I saw, the commonality, and there were all different industries. And the one thing that was clear is these leaders were game changers. I mean, real game changers.
Define game change.
Okay. In other words, it's really looking at how do we continue to create new value. We're not content with being just successful. You know, success is hard to do, but in a world, in an environment that is changing by the moment,
yeah,
and customer expectations are constantly evolving, we need, as leaders, to be able to say, look, are we going to be the disruptors in our industry, or are we going to be disrupted?
Right.
And you know what? Every single industry has this issue. I've continued to do research, and so in this particular group of honorees, we had a manufacturer of flexible mm-hmm. packaging, an innovator in that regard. We had accounts receivable management company. We had electrical contractor.
So these were companies that there was no common denominator, industry common denominator. These were people in different walks of life, different walks of the marketplace, who found a way to sustain growth.
Exactly. And that's what's important. That's what we were looking for. We said, what is, if we're interested in what it takes to keep growing, remember it was about growth and excellence, what is the common denominator? And what we found is that all four of these companies were looking at how do we meet the needs of our customers in new ways? How do we not just stay the same? They recognized that they were going to have to keep looking ahead. They were going to have to look on the horizon, as you were saying, beyond that. And the one thing especially is that every business now needs to think about how to incorporate technology into their business model. I mean, it's almost like at this point, I did additional research beyond this panel. I was thinking if you're a hair salon, if you're...
Pam, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to have Pam get into what were the common denominators. There has to be some to make all of these people in different walks of life, different parts of the marketplace, sustain success.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.